they've officially get going again. But just really pleased with our effort and stuff. And I think most programs, you know, we do a lot of those competitions, 11-on-11s and 7-on-7s with other schools as a way to, you know, reward our kids. You know, the work that they're putting in, you know, whether it's in the weight room, conditioning, or on the field with installs this summer, you know, kids like to go do it against other schools and stuff. And with our world of social media, all these guys know each other and have a lot of respect for one another and end up being pretty good friends with us. So it's neat to have that opportunity again this summer compared to last summer.
All right, Mason Phillips, he'll be the quarterback for the Pioneers when they tee it up opening night. We will come back and we'll have a chance to visit with him. Coach Ward will return a little bit later on, talk about the key personnel and the Boonville schedule for this 21 season when the Pioneer preview show continues here on ESPN.
Hi, I'm Tony Toomey, and I personally guarantee that Deep Patrick Boonville Ford will beat any other dealer on price, selection, and service.
We're the only local Ford dealer to receive the Ford President's Award. So come in for the best deals on new Fords, used, and certified pre-owned. Too.
Give us a try before you buy. No hassles or gimmicks here.
Get the Ford you love.
At the price you want.
With the financing you need.
We make it easy.
And we're just a few minutes.
Everywhere. D. Patrick Boonville Ford, Warren County's only new Ford dealer. Next to Walmart on Highway 62.
Pioneer Nation, the tradition continues as the Boonville football team is gearing up for the season, and you can follow all the football booster club activities on Facebook at Boonville High School Football Boosters. Several theme nights are planned this year, including military night for the season opener against Paoling. In addition, youth night is September 10th against North Knox, homecoming September 24th with Mount Vernon, and senior night is October 8th versus Washington. The Boonville Football Booster Club needs your support this season by attending as many games as possible. Good luck, Pioneers, from the Football Booster Club.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pro Rehab, we put the best team on the court.
Every day.
Every patient is the championship game.
Every time.
We put our game face on.
Every day.
Because we know every day is a new day.
A day playing ball.
A day working out.
A day with your family.
A time to move without pain.
At Pro Rehab, if we don't get you back on the playing field of life quickly,
we are missing part of our team.
You.
And that just won't do.
Don't just get therapy.
Get Pro Rehab.
You know which truck is my favorite? Big truck?
Small truck?
Rugged truck?
Fleet truck?
I give up. Oh, an Audubon truck.
Of course.
Audubon has a huge selection of high-quality pre-owned trucks. Receive a free 7-day resort vacation with each vehicle purchased.
And with each pre-owned purchase, you can get an extra $500 spending cash for your trip.
That's the way Uncle Larry is. Always bringing a good deal better.
At Audubon Chrysler Center.
With a Viper 6
high in the sky.
Back here on the Boonville Football Preview Show, getting ready for this 21 campaign. And joining us now, he will be the quarterback for the Pioneers again this season, Mason Phillips. Mason, how are you?
Pretty great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Okay, well, just talk a little bit. You know, last season was just so, you know, you never knew from day to day what was going on. Boonville situation where you guys missed a couple of football games late in the year. Probably I had a hard time really kind of getting consistent, especially the second half of the season. But with that behind you now, just this off season, Mason, and talk a little bit about the conditioning and everything getting ready now for the official start of practice coming up.
Well, you can kind of tell that we didn't like playing so much inconsistent football last year, and so many guys are showing up every practice, giving it their all, no matter what. We've been really consistent this off season so far.
How have the workouts gone, in your opinion?
I think they've gone pretty well. We've had some of the best energy in my 4 years of being here in the weight room that we've had that whole time. So I'm feeling pretty confident on our team strength-wise and the effort that we're putting in the weight room and on the football field when we're conditioning.
What do you think led to these changes, or at least the improved? Like I said, I think the attitude's probably always been there, but it just seems like there's more of a purpose this year. What do you think led to that?
I think a lot of it is just the leaders that we have in the senior class. You know, we haven't always had great records. My class hasn't, but we've always had a ton of energy. And this year, I feel like we're getting deeper on our depth chart, and we just really feel like something special could happen. And all the underclassmen stuff are kind of playing off of these new leaders that are taking a new role in our football team.
Well, last year, I mean, there was no secret that, you know, who was going to get the ball a majority of the time. And Devin certainly had, I mean, he would have went well over 2,000 yards had you guys had a full season. And so, you know, he has taken all of his talent now to Purdue. Who's going to step in, and is the offense going to be a little bit more, you know, maybe diverse is a stronger word, but I probably don't think the running back is going to get as many touches as Devin did last year, will he?
No, especially with we've got some new offensive scheme changes that we've done, and it'll be more diverse in the sense that we'll have three or four ball carriers carrying the ball almost an equal amount of times, game in and game out. You know, we'll have multiple backs in the backfield getting the ball different times. So really one of Coach Ward's goals is to get three or more rushers, you know, close to 1,000 yards of rushing this year. And I think that'll really help us be more diverse, and it'd be harder to tell what's going on from a defensive perspective.
Well, and I think, too, I mean, as a quarterback last year, again, I mean, how cool was it just, you know, hand the ball off to Devin? And I'm sure sometimes you were just kind of mesmerized as well as far as the block of the tacklers that he was breaking. I mean, he had a great line last year, but how fun was that just to kind of watch him do his thing?
It was pretty awesome. Sometimes you could just hand the ball off, sit back and watch him go to work, and it was a lot of fun to watch. He's very exciting player.
Well, it certainly was. I don't think you guys are going to totally abandon the run this year. And as you said, Mason, you'd probably like to get, or Coach Ward would like to get, a couple of runners with 1,000 yards this year. So the playbook certainly will be modified a little bit. Do you think there might be a little bit more as far as the passing attack this year?
I think that we will have a bigger passing game this year just because we can play off of multiple rushers that we'll have in the backfield. We can do the play action stuff and not relying as much on just sitting back in the pocket and making plays. We can move around the field more, and I think that'll open up our passing game a lot more.
All right, so as far as this summer and maybe going to camp, 7-on-7s, or the scrimmages that you guys have had against other schools, I know you've had some of those. Offensively, how do you feel the team has performed?
I feel like, especially because it's our first year running this new offense, we've come in with like an immense amount of confidence, and we really just showed out every time. I feel like we come in, even though we've only been doing this stuff for a couple weeks, and we're repping it like we've done it, you know, years in the past. And I just really like the energy that we've had. I think that we've performed very well in all the scrimmages that we've had so far.
As far as you personally, Mason, just your off-season workout, what are some of the things that you have done personally to improve your skills for your senior season?
Really just I've been going super hard in the weight room, trying to get stronger, trying to get faster, hopefully be able to use my legs on Friday nights this year a little bit. That's one of my goals. So I've been working on getting a lot faster, throwing before and after practice a lot, trying to sharpen up our game, and been working with the wide receivers a lot to have more confidence in our easy throws that they're going to be catches and completions every time.
You know, you look over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years of Boonville football, and, you know, when Jackson was the quarterback and he had Luke Connor. Now, last year with you and Devin, and now the tailbacks, I'm not as talented with Luke and Devin, but it just seems like, you know, there's been that big tailback for the last 5 years. with an outstanding experienced quarterback, and now you probably don't have that big back that's going to get you, you know, 200 yards every single night, but as you said, a little bit more, three or four different backs in there, so it's going to be a little bit of a different offense this year. You take a look at your schedule, Mason. You open up with Paoli, and then you've got road trips to Southridge and to Heritage Hills. So all in all, it's going to be a tough schedule. Again, you've got Linton and North Knox this year. Take them one game at a time. But how excited are you just to have fans out at Bennett Field again this season?
Oh, I'm super excited. I feel like we always have the most fun at home games, obviously, but I just feel like our field, we just have a great natural energy that we come out with. The fans, the community all rallies behind us a lot, and that would just be really nice to be back to normal again, especially for our senior year.
Okay, have you set any goals for yourself? I know the team goals certainly win conference championships, compete for sectional championships as well, but has Mason Phillips thought about his senior year and what maybe you might want to accomplish?
Most of my goals really are just paralleled with the team goals, to be honest. I'm not really like an outstanding quarterback from a personal level. I just feel like I just really want to help lead my team on the field offensively wise and playbook wise. So really all of my goals are just paralleled with team goals right now.
And you look at your senior year knowing this will be the last year and what the seniors went through last year just to play each and every week and each and every day. I'm sure you can really appreciate that. And now that you're probably going to assume a lot of the leadership role being a senior quarterback, just maybe as we before we close out this interview, Mason, just talk about that and some of the younger kids looking up to you.
You know, it's been a blessing to be under such great leaders the last couple of years at the high school, and especially one of them being in the same household as me. So I've got to learn under such good leaders, and I was kind of put in a leadership role younger than some of those other guys just because I got to look up the older ones for so long. So it's just really a blessing to finally be in my senior year and to just be one of the head guys and try to control the energy and what's going on in practice and everything. So it means a lot. We got a lot of younger guys that are have great energy coming in, and I feel like our football program is going to do well the next couple of years. So it's nice to be able to try to develop our program, not just for this year, but for the next couple of years, trying to help these younger guys as well.
Mason, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best as you get your senior year underway August 20th against Paoli.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Mason Phillips, we'll come back with more comments from head coach Darren Ward right after this as the Boonville football preview show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, I'm Tony Toomey, and I personally guarantee that Dean Patrick Boonville will beat any other dealer on price, selection, and service.
We're the only local Ford dealer to receive the Ford President's Award. So come in for the best deals on new Fords, used, and certified pre-owns, too.
Give us a try before you buy. No hassles or gimmicks here.
Get the Ford you love.
At the price you want.
With the finance you need.
We make it easy.
And we're just a few minutes
everywhere.
D. Patrick Boonville Ford, Warren County's only new Ford dealer, next to Walmart on Highway 62.
Pioneer Nation, the tradition continues as the Boonville football team is gearing up for the season, and you can follow all the football booster club activities on Facebook at Boonville High School Football Boosters. Several theme nights are planned this year, including military night for the season opener against Paoli. In addition, youth night is September 10th against North Knox, homecoming September 24th with Mount Vernon, and senior night is October 8th versus Washington. The Boonville Football Booster Club needs your support this season by attending as many games as possible. Good luck, Pioneers, from the Football Booster Club.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pro Rehab, we put the best team on the court.
Every day.
Every patient is the championship game.
Every time.
We put our game face on.
Every day.
Because we know every day is a new day.
A day playing ball.
A day working out.
A day with your family.
A time to move without pain.
At Pro Rehab, if we don't get you back on the playing field of life quickly,
we are missing part of our team.
You.
And that just won't do.
Don't just get therapy.
Get Pro Rehab.
Back here on the Boonville Preview Show, getting ready for the 21 season. Well, Coach, you've got to replace a running back and a premier talent, but your quarterback comes back in Mason Phillips, and he's got pretty good legacy as well. His older brother was pretty good for you. Just to talk a little bit about this offense, and you mentioned earlier that, you know, everybody in the house knew that Devin was going to touch the ball probably 98% of the time last year. So no one person is probably going to fill those shoes this year. But will the offense change much knowing that you've got somebody else running the football?
Almost definitely. We're looking to making some tweaks and get more guys involved in the offense, especially with running the football. And you know, we've made some adjustments and had quite a bit of installs this spring and summer to kind of get us going in that direction with the season. And then also, like you mentioned, Mason, I mean, really getting him more involved and utilizing him in the play-action game. And then he's an athletic kid, too, that can be utilized in the run game. But, you'll see us a little bit different this year. I've told our guys I don't know if we're capable of what we're wanting to do now, of having a 1,700-yard back in our offense. We're going to spread it around, and hopefully we have, you know, two or three dudes with over 600-700 yards rushing and add a little bit of deception to it and spread the ball around and really work our play-action game off our run game.
All right, so do you anticipate Mason putting the ball in the air then a little bit more than maybe he did last year?
Well, I mean, I'm still a firm believer. And you might ask John Hurley and some of those other guys and Brady Allens of the world. You know, I'm still a little bit somewhat old school and stuff where, you know, I think for Boonville High School to have success in football, we've got to be able to run the football, defend the run, and, you know, look for opportunities in our throw game to have success and stuff. So, you know, whether that translates to us throwing the ball a little bit more, I think, you know, the situation dictates itself, but I'm kind of an old-school conservative guy in regards to that. With that being said, though, and you're probably going into personnel next, I mean, we really like, you know, a group of young men. Reese Wilder will kind of be our main running back, fullback running back type, and Carter Wolf. Both those guys are juniors. Marquise Ballard, who started last year for us as a freshman, as a wideout, will move in more to a slot and carry the football a little bit more and still catch the football. I mean, he's an explosive young man. And reminds you a little bit of Devin Mockbee. He's got the breakaway threat. I think he scored touchdowns last year, you know, in the kick game, you know, punt returns, kickoff return, catch the ball down the field. Just a young, electric playmaker for us and stuff. And then, you know, I like playing with a tight end, so I think you'll see, you know, Max Lockridge back there in that spot again this year. He's an athletic kid that can really stretch the field vertically. Ethan Parker as well. Wide out spots, Jacob Hydorn, Cooper Eidner, and a whole list of other young men and stuff too. So we really like what we've got from a depth standpoint, from the offensive perspective, where in the past it might have just been, hey, you know, we got Devin Mockbee, or hey, we got Luke Connor type mentality. We like the depth that we have in a lot of those positions.
All right, size up front. I mean, you got some experience coming back offensively as well as defensively with the 4-3 defense. So what about the size on this year's Boonville team?
Well, you know, from an offensive perspective, I think we're returning three guys. Gavin Max will be a junior, started last year as a sophomore to guard. Thomas Hall's kind of been a fixture at center for us for the last couple of years. So he'll be back, whether he's at center or kind of shuffles around to another guard spot. His versatility. And then Shane Newton started late in the year last year to tackle spot. He'll sort of both play on the defensive side of the ball. You know, our size of our team's really Big Z, Xander Lacer. He's been kind of a fixture for us, big number 77 for us. So up front defensively, you'll see him in there plugging holes. Packer types this year, than true defensive tackles and stuff. So, you know, guys like, you know, Caleb Taylor started last year linebacker, the fixture for us. Clark Monks, big strong kid, probably the strongest kid in our program, be a junior linebacker for us. He's probably going to play a little bit of offensive line for us from a position change as a skilled player. You know, Carter Wolf, the back. We got some seniors with a little bit of experience too. Jonathan Pullins played some back or some mileage out of Max Lockridge. You know, and Clay Connor's a guy I haven't even mentioned yet. And Clay's one of the other guys that's not like Marquise. I mean, he's 6'3", 6'4", kid that, you know, kind of stars on the basketball court, but started last year defensively as a force at safety. But we think he's an explosive kid that can make plays on offense as well, running with the ball and catching the ball. And then starting at safety against, we like our depth and experience in the secondary, linebacker, and then Big Z and Shane Newton kind of flipping over, potentially being a two-way player for us up front defensively.
Well, Darren, obviously the schedule for I don't know how many years, you know, certainly going back to the Big Eight, it was always Boonville opening up against, you know, Washington, and, you know, you had a lot of your Big Eight conference games in the first half of the season. This year, Washington is still on the schedule, but it's near the end. You open up at home against Paoli, and then a couple of games on the road at Southridge and Heritage Hills, two very tough places to go play. I mean, certainly those two programs as well. Southridge lost just a ton of talent from last year. Heritage Hills, you know, they're going to bounce back as well. So to get Paoli at home to open it up and then two big road trips, Southridge, Heritage Hills, you'll find out a lot about your football team the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, no, I think so. And, we anticipate Paoli being a, you know, they've had success over the years and have made some runs in 2A, you know, some sectional championships and a regional championship not long ago. And with kind of the, and traditionally they've been in a flex bone type offense like Heritage Hills run. So, you know, if they're still kind of in that type of setting offensively, so we should have a little bit of experience trying to defend that with playing Heritage Hills last year. But, you know, like you said, I mean, I think from top to bottom, you know, the PAC is just a challenging conference. And, you know, you've got programs that are on the rise, like Mount Vernon and Washington. You've got historically rich traditional programs like Heritage Hills and Southridge. You know, Southridge is a team that just kind of plugs in and goes each year. You know, we have Brady Allen who gets some stuff and the success that Coach Hart's had in his tenure there, and you know, Brady going to Purdue. So, you know, there's a lot of skill set and there's a lot of talent in our conference. And you think Friday nights, especially when we get into our conference schedule, should be some exciting football. You know, and two other non-conference games we're playing with you know, the Wetton Miners, a strong 2A program that has a lot of rich tradition and success, and then North Knox. You know, they've been on a couple runs and returned a lot of dudes from their team over the last couple of years. So, you know, we like our schedule. We like our team, and should be a fun year, an exciting year for Boonville football and for the PAC.
I couldn't agree more. And Boonville, again, will kick it off at home August the 20th with the Rams of Paoli coming in. Darren, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Look forward to talking to you each and every week during the season once we get to that segment, the Boonville Weekly Football Show. But between now and then, glad the summer's gone really well and have a great start to the fall practice. And we'll catch up with you here in a few weeks.
All right, sounds great, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, right, Darren Ward. This has been the Boonville Football Preview Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Pocket Athletic Conference Football Preview Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio. This program has been brought to you by our corporate sponsors, Pro Rehab, and by Audubon Chrysler. The Pocket Athletic Conference Football Preview Shows have also been brought to you by Tri-State Orthopedic, D. Patrick Boonville, EI Sports and Apparel, United Fidelity Bank, Healthy Spaces, by Seamer's Glass, Mark's Barbecue, and by Perfect Climate Solutions. This PAC High School Football Preview Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio presents a Pocket Athletic Conference football preview show. This 30-minute show will feature comments from both the head coach and a player as they prepare for the upcoming season. This Pocket Athletic Conference football preview show is brought to you by our corporate sponsors, Pro Rehab, and by Audubon Chrysler. Additional sponsors for the PAC preview show include Tri-State Orthopedic, D. Patrick Boonville, EI Sports and Apparel, United Fidelity Bank, Healthy Spaces, by Seamers Glass, Mark's Barbecue, and by Perfect Climate Solutions. Now with another Pocket Athletic Conference football preview show, here is your host, Dan Ligursky.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another installment of the High School Football Preview. We are in the Pocket Athletic Conference this week, and during the next 30 minutes, we're going to get a preview of the Gibson Southern Titans. Head football coach Nick Hart joining us momentarily. Gibson Southern last year went 6-3 during the regular season, got to the second round of the state tournament, lost a 30-27 game to Southridge, and certainly will have one of the premier players in the state of Indiana. In fact, he's on the cover of the Indiana Football Digest this year in quarterback Brady Allen. So we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Nick Hart will join us. This is the Gibson Southern Football Preview Show on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hello, sports fans. At United Fidelity Bank, customer service and knowing each of our customers by name is a top priority. In addition to our excellent customer service, we offer a suite of various products, including free checking accounts, high-yield savings accounts, and competitive certificate of deposit rates. In addition, we provide online banking, mobile deposit, and free ATM transactions at over 92,000 ATM locations nationwide. Now is the time to stop by one of our 8 Tri-State Banking Centers to see what we're all about. United Fidelity Bank, here for you now and always.
Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Tri-State Orthopedics is the leader in orthopedic care, with 19 specialists treating nearly 30,000 patients each year. Our orthopedic specialists have the expertise and experience to treat any orthopedic condition, getting you back to the quality of life you love. Our surgeons are highly trained, highly skilled professionals using the most advanced surgical techniques, including minimally invasive and arthroscopic surgery, robotic surgery, and the most modern, sophisticated orthopedic technologies. We also offer walk-in orthopedic urgent care for your sports and work-related injuries at both our Evansville offices. For more information, call 812-477-1558 or visit tristate-ortho.com.
The care you need right away. We'll see you today. Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Perfect Climate Solutions knows times are tough for a lot of us, and having an AC unit go out just compounds the problem. But they are here to help you get through the rest of the summer. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Perfect Climate Solutions is offering promotions and specials to offset your unexpected cost. Perfect Climate Solutions provides a variety of services on air conditioning and HVAC systems. Located at 402 West Elm Street in Hopstock, phone 812-993-0210.
At Pro Rehab, we put the best team on the court.
Every day.
Every patient is the championship game.
Every time.
We put our game face on.
Every day.
Because we know every day is a new day.
A day playing ball.
A day working out.
A day with your family.
A time to move without pain.
At Pro Rehab, if we don't get you back on the playing field of life quickly,
we are missing part of our team.
You.
And that just won't do.
Don't just get therapy.
Get Pro Rehab.
You know which truck is my favorite? Big truck? Small truck? Rugged truck? Fleet truck? I give up. An Audubon truck. Of course. Audubon has a huge selection of high-quality pre-owned trucks. Receive a free 7-day resort vacation with each vehicle purchased.
And with each pre-owned purchase, you can get an extra $500 spending cash for your trip.
That's the way Uncle Larry is. Always making a good deal better.
At Audubon Chrysler Center.
With a bite for six.
High in the sky.
Back on the Gibson Southern Football Preview Show for the 2021 season, head coach Nick Hart in his 10th season now as coach of the Titans joining us. Nick, how are you?
Good, Dan.
All righty. Well, obviously, I've been talking to all of your colleagues around the Pocket Athletic Conference, or will at least this week. And last week we had all the SIAC coaches on and some of their players. And, you know, we kind of start out each of these interviews like, okay, how much different is this year than last year? You know, the Zoom meetings are probably pretty much a thing of the past, hopefully. And just how has the summer gone? I guess maybe before we talk about that, just some final thoughts last year, Nick, because obviously – everything was week to week and hour by hour, and you had a situation where, you know, I think, what was it, week four, you picked up a game like on a Thursday afternoon and met a team halfway, and it was just kind of a crazy year, but you got all of your games in, I think, during the season going 6-3, but just some final thoughts on that 20 season.
You know, thankful, like you said, that we got to play all of them. You know, it was wild, and hopefully something that, you know, we never have to go through again for many reasons, but you know, it was a year. You know, we started off tough. We had a tough schedule starting out, part by our doing, part by some of the cancellations and stuff, but you know, we're able to win you know, the first PAC large division championship, which was a big goal of ours, and unfortunately came up a little bit short in the sectional against a great Southridge team, but you know, overall, a pretty solid year, and, you know, looking forward to this one.
Okay, so, again, last year, you know, you have experience at quarterback. You know, that's well documented. But just how difficult was it last year for you and the coaching staff with some of the young guys that were coming on and maybe getting their first year of varsity experience? I mean, everybody was in the same boat, but not having – the scrimmages, not having the seven-on-sevens, not having really anything at all last year, especially late spring and early parts of the summer, try to install all of the different schemes, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, it was really tough. I think, you know, especially for us, we were young last year, had a lot of guys that were making their first varsity appearances, and you know, it made it even tougher when you open up with Columbus North and Whiteland, and you were missing all that summer stuff. So it was very difficult. I think, you know, for us especially, I think all the 7-on-7 type stuff you can do in the summer that helps your passing game. You know, our timing just, you know, wasn't there at the beginning of the year with the lack of rest that we were able to get in the summer, and you know, I thought as the year went on, we got a lot better, you know, as those reps kept coming, but, you know, I think that's, you know, big for us this year. We've had a great summer, and, you know, obviously, I'm sure everybody is, but we're miles ahead of where we were at this point last season.
Okay, so what's been the points of emphasis this summer with regard to this team, and then how active have you been as far as 7-on-7s? I'm sure a lot of your skill position players have gone to camps, and maybe some of the linemen as well. I mean, have you been able to kind of get these guys out and get themselves either as a group or individually in some of these camps as you prepare for the season?
Yeah, it's been a very normal summer for us. You know, we've done the 7-on-7 deal and team camps and all of that, and it's great, you know, to get to go out and compete and evaluate where you're at and work on your stuff. And, you know, I think one thing we kind of found is we went through last year, just that some of that team-building stuff that you get from being around each other all summer, you know, we missed that part a lot, and I think this group's really close. They've worked really hard together, and, you know, we've really kind of grown together as a group throughout the summer.
So as you look at this group, where we are right now, kind of the last week here in July, the official start of practice will be next week. So from a coaching standpoint, I know, you know, last year everybody's thinking, okay, will there be another day? Will there be another game? So just you and your staff, how do you feel right now getting ready for the official start of practice beginning next week?
You know, we feel good about where we're at, but we have a long way to go to get to where we want to be. So, you know, we've had a fantastic summer in spring and winter, you know, during the weight room year-round. Our kids have worked really, really hard. And like I said, they've grown together. I think I couldn't be happier with where we're at right now, but we still have a long way to go, you know, to get ready for the first game and then, you know, as we move throughout the season.
All right, numbers in the program this year. I mean, that's never really been an issue up there at Gibson Southern in your decade as the head football coach there. But what kind of numbers do you have? Certainly varsity, but maybe even some of the, you know, the younger grades, the freshmen, the sophomores, and maybe even going down to the eighth grade.
Yeah, sophomore through senior, we're great. It's one of our smaller freshmen, a little bit smaller of a freshman class than what we're used to. But it's a good group. They got a lot of good kids in there. And then, you know, our eighth grade group is one of the biggest ones, you know, that we've had come through here. So, you know, our numbers are good. We're happy with where we're at and how the future looks with some of those numbers that are coming up.
And during the course of the summer, Nick, I mean, what basically is a typical week? I know a lot of coaches, you know, they're kind of on the field a couple of days a week, kind of in the weight room a couple of days a week. What's a typical week schedule like in the summertime for this football team?
We go we go Monday through Thursday with our strength and conditioning program, and then we're on the field once or twice a week, kind of depending on, you know, if we have a 7-on-7 or a team camp that week. You know, we probably don't do as much on the field in the summer as some other people do. And sometimes we kind of have a little bit of the philosophy of less be more a little bit sometimes and keeping our guys fresh here. I think one thing is football coaches that you have to manage a little bit. The winter sports and spring sports don't have to worry about it. Your summer leads into your season. So, you know, when you start in June, you know, you don't really stop, you know, except for some moratoriums and stuff. You don't really stop until, you know, you're eliminated. So, you know, we try and keep our guys fresh, you know, get done what we need to get done, but we keep our guys fresh here and healthy as we go through the summer. So hopefully they still are excited and ready to play football whenever the meaningful games go around.
This is the Gibson Southern Preview Football Show here on ESPN. We'll come back. We'll talk to quarterback Brady Allen when it continues right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Tri-State Orthopedics is the leader in orthopedic care, with 19 specialists treating nearly 30,000 patients each year. Our orthopedic specialists have the expertise and experience to treat any orthopedic condition, getting you back to the quality of life you love. Our surgeons are highly trained, highly skilled professionals using the most advanced surgical techniques, including minimally invasive and arthroscopic surgery, robotic surgery, and the most modern, sophisticated orthopedic technologies. We also offer walk-in orthopedic urgent care for your sports and work-related injuries at both our Evansville offices. For more information, call 812-477-1558 or visit tristate-ortho.com.
The care you need right away. We'll see you today. Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Hello, sports fans. At United Fidelity Bank, customer service and knowing each of our customers by name is a top priority. In addition to our excellent customer service, we offer a suite of various products, including free checking accounts, high-yield savings accounts, and competitive certificate of deposit rates. In addition, we provide online banking, mobile deposit, and free ATM transactions at over 92,000 ATM locations nationwide. Now is the time to stop by one of our 8 Tri-State Banking Centers to see what we're all about. United Fidelity Bank, here for you now and always.
Perfect Climate Solutions knows times are tough for a lot of us, and having an AC unit go out just compounds the problem. But they are here to help you get through the rest of the summer. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Perfect Climate Solutions is offering promotions and specials to offset your unexpected cost. Perfect Climate Solutions provides a variety of services on air conditioning and HVAC systems. Located at 402 West Elm Street in Hopstock, phone 812-993-0210.
At Pro Rehab, we put the best team on the court.
Every day.
Every patient is the championship game.
Every time.
We put our game face on.
Every day.
Because we know every day is a new day.
A day playing ball.
A day working out.
A day with your family.
A time to move without pain.
At Pro Rehab, if we don't get you back on the playing field of life quickly,
we are missing part of our team.
You.
And that just won't do.
Don't just get therapy.
Get Pro Rehab.
You know which truck is my favorite? Big truck? Small truck? Luggage truck? Fleet truck? I give up. An Audubon truck. Of course. Audubon has a huge selection of high-quality pre-owned trucks.
Receive a free 7-day resort vacation with each vehicle purchased.
And with each pre-owned purchase, you can get an extra 500 spending cash for your trip.
That's the way Uncle Larry is, always bringing a good deal better.
At Audubon Chrysler Center,
where the Viper sits
high in the sky.
Back here on the Gibson Southern Football Preview Show for this 21 season. He'll be a senior quarterback, 4-year starter. Brady Allen joining us. Brady, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And obviously, Brady, an awful lot of excitement's got to be up there right now. Hobstadt, Fort Branch, getting ready for your senior season and this Gibson Southern football team. But maybe just some final thoughts on last year and just how strange that was. You know, I know the one week you guys lost a couple of games early. I think the Owensboro game never got played, and, you know, you opened up with a couple of the 6A opponents. You had a week in there where, you know, you lost a game, and then you found one about Thursday and had to go to Brownsburg to play Calumet. How tough was that? Maybe not so much physically on you and this football team last year, but more from a mental standpoint.
Right. You know, we missed a lot last year with, you know, 7-on-7s and team camps and stuff, so. You know, playing those first two games, you know, Columbus North and I think the other team.
Whiteland,
you know, playing those two teams, it was the game was really fast for us. You know, we weren't able to really slow down and, you know, go with our tempo stuff. You know, everything was sped up because we missed so much. I mean, you know, that took a toll on us there. And then, you know, we kind of got going, you know, late in the season. But, yeah, you know, it took a toll on us mentally for sure, you know, missing all that time and, you know, getting our chemistry down and everything else. So, it really, yeah, I would say it definitely took a toll on us.
Okay, so this year a little bit different. You know, the schools have been open. You've been able to work out. You've probably been having your wide receivers, your skill position players with you an awful lot this summer. How has that gone, not only from the skills camp, but the 7-on-7 and the scrimmages up until now?
Yeah, we feel like we're rolling right now. We had a 7-on-7 tournament down in Hoover, Alabama this last weekend, and really feel like we're clicking with a lot of guys. A lot of guys are, you know, feeling – got a few younger guys in there that played a little bit last year, but they're really starting to pick it up and starting to feel, you know, where they're supposed to be on certain routes and certain concepts and stuff. So really feeling good about those guys. And, you know, obviously Rory's going to go out and do his thing and – So we're really feeling good about a lot of guys right now. So,
well, and you have, you know, certainly guys like last year, like Owen and Logan that, you know, will not be there. But I understand there's a sophomore tailback coming up in Sean DeLong that big things are expected from him. So, you know, being a senior, talk a little bit about your weapons and how much confidence you have in your backs coming out of the backfield to catch your passes and certainly those guys down the field.
Yeah, for sure. Sean was a big help last year. I think, you know, he was our leading receiver for 4 or 5 games last year, you know, as a freshman. So he's going to really be able to pick it up, especially in the backfield too. He didn't get so much time back there last year, but this year I think he's definitely going to be able to pick it up and, you know, give us another option, you know, when teams are trying to stop our passing game. So he's really – and then, you know, you can run him out of the backfield too, so – a lot of weapons that we got this year, a lot of ways we can make things up, you know, with teams, how teams want to play us. So a lot of weapons, really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good group and a lot of fun to watch us this year. So,
good deal. So as far as all the summer and everything else, like you said, going down to Alabama, and you guys feel pretty much like you can compete with a lot of these teams that you've been able to see so far in these summer scrimmages?
Yeah, we sure do. We played, you know, Walton, Georgia, from Georgia this weekend, played Louisville Male this weekend. You know, a lot of really teams that are more athletic than us, and they had a lot of talent, you know, that we were up against, and really did a good job this weekend of getting, you know, being physical, guys getting out of breaks and doing things. And, you know, we really feel like our team's just coming together, you know, and building the brotherhood. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to this season.
All right. Well, congratulations to you making the cover of the Indiana Football Digest for the 2021 edition. That's going to be pretty humbling for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, you grow up and you always see guys being on that, all the top players in the state. So it's a great honor to be on that.
Brady, how much, just as far as your work ethic, and certainly it's off the charts, but what areas of your game did you work on maybe the most during this off season? Not only in anticipation of an outstanding senior year, but obviously at the next level.
Right. You know, I feel like, you know, going forward, I got to get more athletic. So, you know, really work on explosiveness, you know, putting some weight on, putting some muscle on, getting stronger, things like that for sure. And then, you know, quarterback-wise, you know, everything from my feet up to the mental part of the game, you know, I feel like you can always get better at everything, you know, from your feet up. So really just building everything up, you know, better than I have the last couple of years. So just trying to, you know, get more mature, you know, as you get up the ladder, you know, being a four-year starter, you know, build my leadership up better and everything else. So just I would say, you know, pretty much everything has really been worked on this off season.
So fans that watched you last year and when they show up on August the 20th at home against Columbus North, they're going to see a bigger and stronger Brady Allen is what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure.
Okay. Do you feel right now, Brady, I mean, obviously you've walked in as a freshman, you took over the controls, and you've been there now for 3 years. This will be your fourth year. Right. What are your expectations for yourself this year?
You know, I think, you know, coming in freshman year, you know, my brother was in the 2015 class that went to semi-state. You know, I was a ball boy for the 2017 class. You know, just you see really good classes like that you have chances to go all the way, and you want to be a part of that. So, you know, I would say number one on the list has got to be playing in Lucas Oil on Thanksgiving. You know, that's always been number one. That's always been our goal. And we're really trying to achieve that for sure. So I would say that's got to be pretty much the one and only one that, you know, I want to fulfill this year.
All right. And as you take a look at this team and you open up with Columbus North, they come to your place now. So you won't have that long bus ride, but then, you know, a trip over to New Albany and then a game at South Warren, Kentucky. So, you know, Coach Hart, he's never been afraid to go anywhere to play anybody anytime, and that's really the case again this year. So how much do you feel that Columbus North game, being at home, will just really kind of set the tempo, maybe set the stage for this 21 season, you guys competing certainly for conference championships and then beyond that?
For sure. You know, that's going to be a heck of a start to our season, you know, playing them again. They gave us one last year, a pretty good kick in the butt last year, so. You know, we're really looking forward to that game. Feel like we can handle some things better, you know, with the time we've had of getting guys ready and stuff. So, really looking forward to that game, and hopefully we can kick off the season with a win.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, I mean, last year, limited crowds at a lot of the places. You got to feel excited about the fact that those places, pretty much wherever you guys play, home or on the road, that the Gibson Southern section is going to be pretty much filled up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we missed the atmosphere last year in some of those big games, and, you know, really look forward to having people back out and, you know, having Titan Nation back out and ready to support us. So,
And now that everything is put in place of where you go after high school, do you just feel a lot more comfortable right now with some of that, those distractions off your plate this year?
Yeah, you know, I committed early, you know, so I can enjoy my junior and senior year and just trying to, you know, enjoy these 6 months while they last, and, you know, once January comes, you know, getting ready for Purdue. But right now, you know, just focusing on my senior year and trying to finish that out strong.
All right, Brady, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best to you and the Titans as you get your season underway August 20th at home against Columbus North.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
All right, Brady Allen, we'll come back and talk more with Nick Hart as the Gibson Southern Football Preview Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebree, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7, The Ref.
Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Tri-State Orthopedics is the leader in orthopedic care, with 19 specialists treating nearly 30,000 patients each year. Our orthopedic specialists have the expertise and experience to treat any orthopedic condition, getting you back to the quality of life you love. Our surgeons are highly trained, highly skilled professionals using the most advanced surgical techniques, including minimally invasive and arthroscopic surgery, robotic surgery,
and the most modern, sophisticated orthopedic technologies. We also offer walk-in orthopedic urgent care for your sports and work-related injuries at both our Evansville offices. For more information, call 812-477-1558 or visit tristate-ortho.com.
The care you need right away. We'll see you today. Tri-State Orthopedic Urgent Care.
Hello, sports fans. At United Fidelity Bank, customer service and knowing each of our customers by name is a top priority. In addition to our excellent customer service, we offer a suite of various products, including free checking accounts, high-yield savings accounts, and competitive certificate of deposit rates. In addition, we provide online banking, mobile deposit, and free ATM transactions at over 92,000 ATM locations nationwide. Now is the time to stop by one of our 8 Tri-State Banking Centers to see what we're all about. United Fidelity Bank, here for you now and always.
Perfect Climate Solutions knows times are tough for a lot of us, and having an AC unit go out just compounds the problem. But they are here to help you get through the rest of the summer. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Perfect Climate Solutions is offering promotions and specials to offset your unexpected cost. Perfect Climate Solutions provides a variety of services on air conditioning and HVAC systems. Located at 402 West Elm Street in Hopstock, phone 812-993-0210.
At Pro Rehab, we put the best team on the court.
Every day.
Every patient is the championship game.
Every time.
We put our game face on.
Every day.
Because we know every day is a new day.
A day playing ball.
A day working out.
A day with your family.
A time to move without pain.
At Pro Rehab, if we don't get you back on the playing field of life quickly,
we are missing part of our team.
You.
And that just won't do.
Don't just get therapy.
Get Pro Rehab.
Back on the Gibson Southern Football Show for this 21 season as the Titans will open up on August the 20th. Columbus North will be coming to Fort Branch for that football game. Well, Nick, obviously, you know, everybody knows about Brady Allen. He's been the starting quarterback since the day he walked into the school there, 3 years ago, ready for his senior year. Knowing where he's going to be playing after that, what kind of development have you seen? What areas has he improved in the most through the 7-on-7 individual skills camps since you last saw him on the football field late last October?
I think he's done a great job. His body's improved. He's more athletic. I think that's pretty standard. As you get older and more developed, that type of thing is going to happen. But I think the game's really slowed down for him as far as understanding what we're trying to do, what defenses are trying to do, understanding the X's and O's of the game really well. He's always been great at that, but you can really tell there's been a jump this year in that regard as well. So, he's throwing the ball, as close as he ever has, and, I think he's primed to have a great year.
Well, then, he's off. Martin departs, and then in that backfield, Owen Bryant, graduated. So two key cogs in that offense the last couple of years. Who were some of the young men that you're going to be counting on at those skilled positions that Brady's going to use as his weapons this year?
Well, Roy Helsley returns at wide receiver. He had a great year last year. He's got an Air Force offer, already. Roy's a 6'4 kid, extremely athletic, catches the ball well, runs great routes. Roy's going to be a huge piece for us this year. Sean Long is moving. He started last year as a freshman for us in the slot. He'll move to running back this year. And then, we've got some younger guys that are going to step up in Cole McKee, Isaac O'Neill, Caden Hurlis. They're going to play receiver. And then, Braden Malone played a lot of receiver for us last year, coming over from the defensive side of the ball. Him and Peyton Rogers will come over from the defensive side and play some receiver for us this year as well.
Okay, up front, I know you've got some experience coming back from last year, some seniors that'll be kind of leading the charge, but in the trenches both offensively and defensively. And then I guess a follow-up question, how much depth will you have both on the offensive and defensive line this year?
I think that's kind of the one big question mark for us right now as we head into the season is how much depth can we get on the offensive and defensive lines, before August 20th. We have a lot of great guys returning. Ryan Holtzmeyer and Freddie Toth, the returning starters from last year. Kate Burgeon at tackle. And then Zach Rose and Jacob Bales at guard. Both those guys are juniors that have had fantastic summers, and we're really excited about, you know, where they're going to be on the offensive line. And then on the defensive line, we return, you know, we're shifting this year. We've been a 3-4 team. We're moving to a 4-3 this year. And Ben Luttrell is a returning all-conference guy on the edge for us. Ty Whitledge, I think, has had a great offseason. He'll play some defensive line. Jacob Kemp on the defensive line. Ethan Ziliak, Jackson Redding, Colin Martin, some other guys there on the defensive line. So, I really like where we're at up front on both sides, but adding that depth to sustain some injuries as we go throughout the season is probably our biggest focal point right now of the coaching staff.
Well, and as far as your secondary, a lot of experience back there, too, and in this day and age of high school football with these wide-open offenses, I mean, you can't have any success if you guys are getting burned on a consistent basis, but you got to feel pretty comfortable right now with who you got in that defensive backfield.
Yeah, we feel great. You know, all four of our DBs returned from last year. Braden Malone and Noah Bryant were all conference guys, and, Drew Foster and Peyton Rogers had wonderful years as well. So, to be able to return all four in the secondary, like you said, the way teams are throwing it around right now is huge for us.
Nick Hart joining us. This is the Gibson Southern Football Preview, looking ahead to the 21 season. Well, obviously, the schedule, Columbus North comes calling the first game of the season, 6A school. And, you've never been afraid to put anybody on the dock and just talk, the way that the Bakken Athletic Conference is set up, there are some non-conference games. And so just talk about those non-conference opponents that you have.
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge for us. Starting in week one, but those first few games there where we're in the non-conference slate, are really going to challenge us. Columbus North got us pretty good last year. We got a shot to, do a lot better in that game with a summer in front of us and all the guys that we have returning. But, Columbus North is going to be very, very good. They're a fringe top 10 team in 6A. Then we go to Albany. New Albany had a winning season last year. They return a ton of guys. They're kind of seniored up this year. Very athletic team that will be a great test for us. Then we go to South Warren, Kentucky in week four. South Warren beat the 5A champs in Kentucky in the regular season, then lost to them in the playoffs, Bowling Green. So they return quite a bit. They're a top three 5A team in Kentucky now. Southridge, which kind of sounds weird because they've been a conference opponent forever, it's a non-conference game for us since they're on the small school side of it. But, you look at those four non-conference games, very, very difficult, very challenging. I think the way we look at it is, especially when you look at Columbus North and South Warren, you're not going to play anybody better than them probably in the 3A tournament. That's a great judgment type of game for us to see where we're at and know where we got to get. Those are teams that would do very well in our 3A tournament. So it will certainly be very challenging, it's kind of what we believe in. It's going out and playing those type of teams and getting ourselves ready for a very difficult conference and postseason runs.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, you look at, that big school conference or division in the Pocket Athletic Conference, and I guess fortunately this year your defensive coordinator won't have to worry about Trey Reed or Devin Mockaby, but, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of outstanding football players, and, you look at those schools in the Washington and the Boonville and, Mount Vernon, some of these that, have made tremendous strides over the last couple of years, and I would think it's going to be a very exciting big division within the Pocket Athletic Conference this fall.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of good football teams, and I think the teams that maybe historically, and we've only been in it 1 year, but historically, when you look at programs, some of the teams that maybe at the middle of the bottom, are getting a lot better. And so it's a week to week thing. You better come out ready to play. If you want to win a ball game, and that's what I really like about our schedule this year. There's not very many gimmies on there. You better show up every single week and continue to get better and come out ready to play on a Friday night, or you're not going to have a very good Friday night. And I think that ultimately makes you better as you go throughout the course of a season.
Preseason scrimmage against Central again?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be at Central. For that preseason scrimmage to get everything started.
All right, that'll be August 13th, and then the week after that, the home opener, the season opener, Columbus North, that'll be on August the 20th. This has been the Gibson Southern Football Preview Show. Nick, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and all the best as you get ready now for the start of practice next week and certainly the season here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Nick Hart here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.